Hey gang, Malcolm Knight here, aka Moon Man. My intentions today are threefold, one for each K. Firstly, I want to personally thank the Moon Crew, Excrement, Farkle, Founder Soap, Unfold Returns, Hyper Saxon, and ExxonMobil, as well as anyone else who is contributing to the Moon Man takeover of YTM, ND. Secondly, for those who haven't been officially introduced to me by Founder Soap, my given name is Malcolm Knight, even though I prefer Moon Man. And for those of you who think I have a black man's name, it's only because my mother was a student at Mills College, so I don't ever want to hear you use the words Moon Man and black in the same sentence, unless it's Moon Man rapes black people with his massive moon cock, or something of the like. And lastly, I intend to make this YTM, ND, the longest Moon Man rant YTM, ND, to date, with the longest spew of KKKs ever, so without further ado, I just got finished raping your mother upside down in a tree, where I hung a bunch of niggers, while making her recite every Jim Crow law in order. After making her swallow all 79 ounces of my moon juice, over the course of 17 moongasms, I set up a lawn chair and read a good 1950s black comedy book, while making your mother fuck every nigger that had a post-mortem erection. Niggers always seem to get death erections. When I hang them, while reading my book, I noticed a bunch of lazy spicks laying around the neighborhood having a gay-ass siesta. I quickly jumped on my Tiger Cub Rider lawnmower, which I painted white with red stripes, and named the Panther Eater, then mowed down every spick in sight at a 3¾ blade height. While already on my mower, I decided to head down the street to the White Castle to get some good wholesome American food. However, when I arrived, there were a bunch of niggers trying to get in and the White Castle guards were having a hard time keeping them out. Unloading a few rounds of moonshot into the pack of niggers with my 12-gauge shotgun got them to scatter. The White Castle guards helped me round them up. Rounding up niggers is easy, you just need to tie fried chicken and car keys to strings, and lead them all into a storage garage filled with 12 leaking propane tanks, and lock the door. Before locking them in, I separated the niggers from the nigglets, and sold the nigglets to a nigglet farm for $8. I bought a delicious meal with the money I got from selling the nigglets, and went back to find your mother still fucking the dead niggers. To punish her, I stuck my unnaturally large moon cock so far down her semen-coated throat, that I started using her stomach acids as lube, and when I came, I came so hard my moon juice flew straight through her intestines, and came shooting out her asshole fast enough to kill a rabbit. Or small dog.
KKK,
KKK, KKK, KKK, KKK, KKK, KKK, KKK, KKK, KKK, KKK, KKK, KKK, KKK, KKK, KKK, KKK, KKK, KKK, KKK, KKK, KKK, KKK, KKK, KKK, KKK, KKK, KKK, KKK, KKK, KKK, KKK, KKK, KKK, KKK, KKK, KKK, KKK, KKK, KKK, KKK, KKK, KKK, KKK, KKK.